And chapter 6, the fourth one is in verse 11, Gideon. Gideon. And so we already have Othniel, Ehud, Deborah, and now Gideon, number 4. And after Gideon comes another person. There's a long story. Gideon is one of the longest. Then we have chapter 11, verse 1, Jephthah. In verse 1. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, but he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begot Jephthah. So there we have number 5, Jephthah, the fifth judge. Following Jephthah is in chapter 13. There are a few other minor ones that followed Jephthah. There's another little one here in chapter 12, verse 8. You have Ibzan of Bethlehem, and verse 11, Elon, and etc. All these are the result of or in consequence of Jephthah's conquest. So we all classify under Jephthah, the main guy who hit that section. So the sixth one that we're considering, that the book of Judges focuses on, is in chapter 13, the one with the long hair. So in chapter 13, he talks about his parents, Manoah, and then his birth. In verse 24, the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him. So we have the sixth one. There were six primary judges. There were a few others, as we saw, there was Shamgar, and then there were these three others that just one line mentioned about them. Why did the Bible, remember, every Bible verse, chapter, and emphasis has a revelation. Why did the book of Judges focus on six? There was a seventh problem, and that was civil war towards the end of it in chapter 17, 18, 19, and 20, 21. They had civil war. The Israelites went against the tribe of Benjamin and they fought among themselves. Before that, we see these six judges that stood up head and shoulders above all the rest. Why does the Bible make mention of these six prominently? Because these six typify the problems, the sins, the suffering, the consequences that will happen to the Church of Jesus Christ when the Church of Jesus Christ failed to do what God has asked the Church to do and to be. And so the book of Judges needs to be read together with Revelation chapter 2 and 3. That's where the revelation comes together. Revelations 2 and 3. Because in Revelations 2 and 3, it talks to you about the seven churches. And of all the seven churches, it only mentioned six problems. Not seven. Because the church of Philippi, the Philippian church, was the only church that didn't have a problem. And had a commendation from our Lord Jesus Christ. So there were six church problems that Jesus pointed to in the book of Revelation. We will consider the prophetic aspect when we reach the book of Revelation. But tonight, we will consider the six major church problems. The six major areas that the church will fail when the church compromises on what God has asked the church to be and to do. So let's consider first, in order to understand Judges, we need to compare it with Revelation 2 and 3. So let's turn over to the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3. So I hope tonight you brought your New Testament too. Revelation chapter 2 and 3. There are six primary church problems. In Revelation chapter 2, the first problem that a church can face when the church is in the world is mentioned in the church in Ephesus. He says in verse 4, Revelation 2 verse 4, Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. So the first problem is called the loveless church. The church which has lost its first love. That's the church in Ephesus. The second problem is the church of Smyrna. It is known as the persecuted church. And you notice here, in the church in Smyrna, he mentions in verse 9, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. See, apparently they were rich, but yet they were in poverty. He's talking about their spiritual poverty, even though they had natural prosperity. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of these things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. It's the persecuted church. It's a church that is oppressed. Pressed down. I call it a pressed down church. And in chapter 2, verse 12, it says, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos. It's known as, Pergamos is known as the compromising church. In verse 14, I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block. Now here is an area that talks about false prophecy and false motives with true prophecy. That's what Balaam represents. He was a prophet. He brought forth a good prophecy to Israel, but his motivation was wrong. So here it talks about an abuse of a prophetic gift when it talks about Balaam. It's a compromising church. The previous church, the church in Smyrna, talks about the church that has those who are claiming to be Jews. Now remember, in the book of Revelations 2 and 3, everything that he uses here is symbolic. Because people like Balaam and Balak are all from the Old Testament, not in the New Testament. So Jesus is using them as an illustration of the spiritual problem that each church was facing. Because Balaam and Balak were no more around. So the typology was brought forward by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And when He talked about Jews, He always talked about covenant. Covenant people. And there are those in Smyrna that were pseudo-covenant. Claimed to be Jews, but they were not Jews. See, each problem, each church has a unique problem. And then the church in Thyatira, in verse 18, that's the church in Thyatira. And the church in Thyatira is known as the corrupt church. In verse 20, they have, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and beguile my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Now if you know about Jezebel and the story behind her, to understand Revelations, you need to understand the typology. Who Jezebel was. She was the wife of Ahab. She was a queen, and she was the main one who was feeding all the prophets of Baal. Then you have number 5, the fifth problem, is mentioned the church in chapter 3, in the church of Sardis. The church of Sardis was tin can sardine. It was a dead church. Jesus said here in verse 3, remember therefore how you have received and hold fast and repent. See, it tells them to repent. Because in verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. It is known as the dead church. The Philippian church, well, he commended them. He talked about setting them an open door. That's the open door church. Then go to the sixth problem in verse 14, the church of Laodicea. Now it's known as a lukewarm church in verse 16. It says, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. So you have six major church problems. Now partially the church in Philippi also faced a little bit of what Smyrna faces. You notice in verse 9, chapter 3 verse 9. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Do you notice that there are only two churches which Jesus didn't rebuke? And they are the church of Smyrna and the church of Philippi. But the church of Smyrna did not have the kind of blessing that the church of Philippi had. Now, altogether, I will classify them into six different types of church problems and possibility. Now, we are going to tie them up with the six judges. And they fit exactly. The first judge is Otniel. Otniel lived about the time of Joshua. He was among those who saw the great works of Joshua. Why? He was the younger brother of Caleb. He was around. That's Otniel. And he was around. And so he was like the Ephesian church. The Ephesian church had known all the apostles. John was supposedly and historically has been to Ephesus. And Ephesus was a place where Paul preached for 3 years, day and night. Two of those years in the school of one Tyrannus. That is in Acts 19. So it was supposed to be a strong church. But yet they have lost their first love. And so there are a lot of typology that ties up with Otniel. And each one of the judges, and these are the principles you look for when you look in the book of Judges. Because each judge tells you and speaks about ways and principles to overcome all these six problems. That's where the key is. We only touch on the major areas. Now, in regard to Ehud, you will notice what Ehud did. And all the things he did, well, those deal with what you call the synagogue of Satan, which the church in Philippi also faces. What to do in persecution, what to do in deception among the synagogue of Satan. Then you have the third one. If you remember the third guy, that is Deborah. Right? Can never forget that after tonight. The third one is in, notice it talks about third problem, the compromising church in Pergamos, and it compares the true prophetess Deborah with Balaam who misused prophecy. Comparative problems that are to be faced. Then in Gideon's time, Baal worship was prominent. And Gideon had to confront Baal worship almost similarly to the way Elijah and Elisha confronted Baal worship. And the person who was infamous for introducing Baal worship in the Old Testament and caused the whole of Israel to follow along was Ahab and Jezebel. Baal worship was there in pockets, but the one who fully established it was Jezebel and Ahab. And there you have the spirit of Jezebel mentioned in chapter 2 in the fourth church, Thyatira.